Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Aleph. Page Ayin Zayin. We're about to turn on to page 154. Siman Shin Aleph is Be'ezah Kelim Mutter Lotzeis B'Shabbos Ve'ezah Men Asurin. What Kelim or what garments is a person allowed to go out with on Shabbos and which ones are Usur? So the Mechaber says in Siv Aleph, Ein Lorutz B'Shabbos. One is not allowed to run on Shabbos. Elim kein hula dvar mitzvah, unless he is running to a dvar mitzvah, kigono beisak nesses or kiyotze bo, he's running to shul or something similar for dvar mitzvah, then he can run, otherwise there's no running on Shabbos. The Rama says, v'osr l'soa yoser mi'amu b'psia achas im efshalo b'pachos. You also can't take any big steps. You can't take a step that's more than an amo, unless it's impossible otherwise. So says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan aleph ein loretz b'shabbos, one should not run on Shabbos. Shenemar chibadeto me'asos derachecha. You should honor Shabbos from doing your drachim. V'darshu chazal darshin shelo yehe hiluchecha b'shabbos ki hiluchecha b'chol. You're walking on Shabbos should not be like you're walking during the week. Shederech adam lemaher v'loretz achar isko. During the week, a person is running to his business, and on Shabbos he shouldn't be running. V'af b'chol ein livsoa psiyagasa. And even during the week, one should not take large strides. To know, tell us, echon mechamesh meos mimor einav. As the Gemara tells us, it takes away 1/500th of a person's vision. El de b'shabbos ikanami isura. So even though during the week you also shouldn't take large strides, but on Shabbos there's an iser mishum me'asos terachecha because of this pasuk of asos terachecha. Therefore, one should not be running on Shabbos. One should not be taking large strides. Sifkat and beis. This is going to Ramah that says it's usher to take large steps. V'hu adin sha'usher likbots, it is also usher to jump on Shabbos. We'll see more details of that soon. Sivkatan gimel yoser me'amma, the steps that one takes on Shabbos should not be more than an amma. Pirushi yehe chatzi amma bein regular regal. When we say taking a step of an amma, it doesn't mean the distance between your 2 feet is an amma. It means the distance between the 2 feet is a half an amma. V'kaf regal achas ugam kein chatzi amma. And the length of one of a person's feet is also a chatzi amma. So together, between the length of his foot and the space in between his feet, that's a step of an amma. You should not take more than that. V'zehu ba'odom beinuni sheshir psia beinuni shalohu amma. That's talking about an average-sized person where his step, according to the way we calculated it, would be an amba. The Odom HaGadol Bi'Oser, a person who's very big, Kefi Shir Psiya Shalom, would go according to the measurement of his steps. Sifkat and Dalet, this was only Oser im Efshar Lo B'Pachos, if he's able to walk with less than that amount. The B'I Efshar Mavur B'Siv Gimel D'Shari, if you're not able to walk with less than a Psiya of an amba, so then, of course, it would be Mutter. So there are a couple of interesting notes I'd like to point out over here. First of all, note number one. Let's say a person wants to run because it's raining. He's trying to escape the rain. Is that allowed on Shabbos? That's not a dvar mitzvah. But says note number one, v'lorutz mipnei hageshamim, to run because of the rain. The Shevet HaLevi writes that it's permissible. Shemiloshon hasmak, from the language of the smak, which says, al yorutz bishvil chafotzov laharviach. You should not run for your own chafetzim to benefit. We see from there the ikur iser that's learned out from the pasuk of imtzochav tzecha. Who kisheratz letzorech asakov? That's if you're running for your own business purposes. Elo shechazal hosifu ligzor al kol ritza. Chazal extended that you should not run in any case. Mishum sheniris kiilu ratz larviya, because it looks like you're running to be marviya, to make money. V'lochein kisheratz mipnei hageshom, and therefore if you're running because of the rain, sheritza zu shona mikol haritzos, that's different than any other running. V'nikar lakol she'ein zu ritza shalchol, it's clear that you're not running because of weekday activities. V'yeshba to'elas v'tzarech hamutu b'shabbos, and there's a benefit that's permissible on Shabbos. So he says, ein iser badover. Any case that if you would walk the normal way, you would be caused tzar. Whether there are dogs that are barking at you, where there's rain pouring down on you, or it's windy, anything that is nicker, that if you would be walking regularly, it would be causing you tzar. It's possible that then you could take large steps or you could run. Shalom nesar haritza v'apsia hagasa ela kishe'ev shalom lechas kedako b'kalos below tzar. It's only if all else is equal, it won't cause you any tzar, but if it causes you any kind of tzar by walking regular, then by all means a person is allowed to be running. Ulam b'mokum tzar lo gozu. They didn't make a gzeir b'mokum tzar. Me'idoch, on the other hand, Rechaim Kineski is machmir. He writes, sha'osr loritz b'shabbos af mipnei ha'gishomim. Rechaim Kineski says that you should not be running on Shabbos even because of rain. We will see other heterim for running for children shortly. But according to what we're saying over here, many poskim say that running because of the rain or to avoid any of the tzar is mutter. But Rechaim Kineski is machmir. One other interesting note is note number three, this idea of not taking psia gasos on the weekday, and certainly on Shabbos. So the Gemara says it takes away 1/500th of your vision. The famous Tosas and Tainus asks, and everyone should be blind, anyone who ever played a game of basketball and took big steps or jogged or did anything, so we should all not be able to see because it takes away, each step takes away 1/500th. So in note number three, he brings the two pshatim of Tosas. Either it's only the first step that takes it away, or it's that each time it's 1/500th of what's left. So therefore, each time it's very little that's being taken away, but it's not like there are 500 portions of vision and one gets knocked off each time. Each time, it's 1/500th of what's left. You can do the math yourself and see how low it goes. The other point we have to point out in note number three is, what is the takana? How does one get this vision back that he lost because of the psia gasa or the psias gasos? So in the second paragraph of note number three, he brings down from the Gemara in Brachos, that one who took a psiagasa, the takana is lahadre bikedusha de beishimshi. That's the lashon of the Gemara. It gets returned by the kiddush of beishimshi. And the nechleku poskim bekavanas the Gemara. The poskim argue, what does the Gemara mean? Rashi says, shakavanihi l'shtias kosa kiddush b'lel Shabbos. By drinking the kiddush wine on Shabbos on Friday night, it returns your vision. The ilu batur huva b'shem rav natrunoi shakavanihi loses miyayin kiddush al ha'inayim. He says you should put the kiddush wine on your eyes. However, the Marsha writes that we are not knowing to do that on Lel Shabbos from the yayin of kiddush. We only do that by havdalah, and that's because of chibuv mitzvah, not because of refuah. Rather, says the Marsha, the ikur is like Rashi says, that the shtia of the wine is the refuah. However, at the end of the note, he brings a mishabura earlier that says, shebehistaklus al haneros b'shas ha-kiddush, by looking at the candles Friday night during kiddush, yesh mishum skula l'refuas ha'inayim sheko aidei psiagasa. So that's the mishabura brings down as a refuah. So we have two basic, with really three shitas, but the two basic shitas, if we go with the Marsha, not liking the third one, it's either the drinking of the wine Friday night or looking at the candles during Kiddush. There's the other shita that says putting the wine on your eyes from Kiddush, but like the Marsha says, that we're not knowing that way. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Beis, page 154. Bachurim hamisangim bikfitzosom umerutzosom. Children that enjoy jumping and running around, mutter. That is permissible. So for children to run, to play, that is mutter. V'chein liros kol davar shemisangimbo. So too, to run, to be able to see something that you will enjoy, is also permissible. The Ramah says, v'chein mutter l'tayl, you also are allowed to go for a walk on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey, for children to be running and jumping is mutter. Afilu lechatchila, it's 100% mutter, it's lechatchila. Shezeu onek shalahem, that's how children have fun, that is their onek Shabbos. Sivkot and vav. V'chein liros, also to see something. Pirush, shekol odom mutter lorutz. All people are allowed to run, kidei liros dover shemisangibo. Something that will have oneg from it, so he's allowed to run to be able to see it. That's not only children, that's also adults. Sivkotan Zayin, the Ramah said, v'chein mutter letal, you're also allowed to take a walk on Shabbos. Afilu im kavanoso lehis amel ulehis chamim mishum refuah. Even if his real intention is for exercise and to heat himself up for refuah purposes, mikol mokom shari, it's still mutter to take a walk on Shabbos. Kevan de lo muchacha milsa sheosa kein lerefuah. People walk on Shabbos, it's not clear you're doing it for refuah, so even if that is your intention, it is mutter. Aval aser loritz kadeshi yischaim l'refuah. However, it is aser to run for exercise, for healing on Shabbos. Kevan demucha chamilsa, that's clear what you're doing if you're going for a jog on Shabbos. V'aser mishum shchikas amamonim. The reason why it's aser to run on Shabbos for exercise is like all other medicines, we're worried you're going to come to grind up and make medicine on Shabbos, and we'll discuss more about that later. The Mishabur ends off and says, "V'yesh machmiru mafilu b'tiul." Some aser even to take a walk on Shabbos im kavanoso lehisamelu refuah. So we said before it's mutter, but there are those who say that it's aser to take a walk if your intention is for refuah. Let's say you're trying to walk off some food to build up an appetite. You ate too much at the Kiddush. You want to have a suda, and you want to have an appetite, so you want to go for a walk. So if you look in the Shaar Tzion and Ostes, the second line, the imrots, you're running rather, not walking, but it's your kavanah is not for exercise, for health. Kavanoso kidei shia toiv lechol. You want to build up an appetite, you want to be hungry to eat, so you want to run. So Mimogan Avram Mashmik Tas the Shari, the Mogan Avram is Mashmik that it's mutter. Achein betaz isa behedyo l'isser. However, from the Taz, it is brought down explicitly that it is usser. V'afte tamu mishum duritza guva lo chashiva adayin tainuk. And even though the reason of the Taz why it's usser is because the running itself is not the geshmak for you, that's not the enjoyment. The geshmak is the chul that you're having afterwards. You're trying to run so the food will be more geshmak. So the reason the Taz said it's usser because that's not the enjoyment, therefore it's not allowed. V'im kein lefima de sovrim habri achurim azed aloka Taz. If that's the svar of the Taz, many, many achurim argue, like we just saw before the Mishabura said, in Sivkaton Vav, he said, "Kol Adam is mutter lorutz kidei liros davar shemisangi." But you're allowed to run to see something you'll enjoy. So here also, now like the Taz, the Achronim say you're allowed to run in order to have the enjoyment later. So really, it should be okay. So says the Shaar Tzion, "Menela shari gambazeh." So this case should also be mutter. Kevan daharitzahu letzorech achila shehi onik Shabbos. Since most poskim say running to get to something that would be geshmak, running to see something, running to eat something, that's mutter according to most poskim. So really, it should be mutter, unlike the Taz. Mikom akom einem bevur leheter. But says the Chavos Chaim, it's not so pusher, it's mutter. The efshir demashu osa puulos kedei she toiv lechol b'chalal refuah. It could be, it's different than running to see something geshmak. Because that's just them. It's an enjoyable run. You're running to see something enjoyable. Here, the running itself, it could be when you're running to make yourself hungry, that's included in refuah. So he leaves off that it's not so pashut. Even though the svar of the Taz, the Achronim argue with, it doesn't have to be the run itself is geshmak. It could be running to something that's geshmak is mutter, but in this case, as the Chavos Chaim, it might be included in refuah since it's to enable you to eat more afterwards. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel. A person was walking on Shabbos and he reaches a body of water. He can skip or jump over the water. Even though it's wide. He's not able to put one foot down before he lifts the other foot up. So both feet are going to be in the air. He's jumping over it. He's skipping over it. That is mutter. Umutov sheyadalek mimashia kifena. It's better to jump over it or skip over it than to walk around it. Mipnei shemarbe behiloch. That's making your walking longer. V'aser lavor bo shelo yovelu de schita. It's aser to walk through the water because then we're worried you're going to come squeeze out your clothes and do schita. So walking through is aser. It's better to jump over it or skip over it than to walk around it to be marbe behiloch. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Haches. What's the difference between ledalgo velikbos to skip over it or jump over it? Dilug nikri shemafsik raglo v'rechava. Dilug, skipping over it, is when your feet are spread apart, you're skipping, your feet are separated. Kvitza hu hechi shekofej shtei raglo basachas. Jumping is when you're jumping with 2 feet together, and you're jumping over it with your feet together. Mimashiach yifener sit kodon tes, better to jump over it than to walk around it. Vehechi di evsher bedilug kvitza. In a case where you can't skip or jump over the water, mutter lo lahakiv, you are allowed to walk around it. Avalavor ba'aser. But once again, to walk through water on Shabbos is forbidden. Tiyesh bazech Shash schita, because then we have a concern you might wring out your clothes. We'll see in a second exactly when it is mutter to walk through water on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber by the Sivdalad. You're walking for a dvar mitzvah. Okay, going, for example, lahakbil pnei rabbo. You're going to visit your rebbe, which is a mitzvah. O pnei misha godol mimenu b'chachmor. Someone who's not your rebbe, but he's greater than you in wisdom. You're going to visit him on Shabbos. Yochol lavor bo. You're allowed to walk through the water. Ubilvad sheyase shinui, but you got to make a sign to remind yourself not to wring out your clothes. Kigon shelo yotzi yado mitachos svas chaluko. You don't take your hand out from the edge of your garment. Let's say you keep your hands in your pockets the whole time. A siman that you know you're not going to squeeze it out. Kedei sheyiskor, so you should remember velo yovo li deyschita, you won't come to schita. Vayin lekamon siman tayag sif hey uvesif ches bago. Va'aser lavur besandolo. Sandals or sandalim that are loose, they're not tight-fitting shoes. The kevan de eno yochol lahatko ulakasho yafa. Since you can't tighten them and tie them very tight, chayshinan dilma nafa. We're worried they might fall off. Asi lasu, and you'll come to carry these loose-fitting sandals. Ava b'min olam mutter. But if it's a shoe that goes tighter, so then it will be mutter. There's no chash that's going to fall off. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sekatan Yud. You're going to visit your Rebbe. V'hu adin p'nei aviv, and the same din is true if you're going to visit your father. V'ayim b'mogen Avram shekosav di'ish v'isha shoven b'mitzvah sakbolas ponim. Says the Mogen Avram, a man and woman are equal when it comes to the mitzvah of kabbalas ponim. V'nira di'isha hainu dafka b'shus b'ayla. Of course, a woman who is married would have to get rishus from her husband first. The question the Achronim ask over here is, v'chora visiting your Rebbe on Yontif or on Shabbos or whenever it is, L'choras the mitzvah says as mangrama. Why would women be equal to men l'gabi this mitzvah? So just to speak out a couple of the answers. Answer number one would be from the Hamik Shela from the Tziv. He says the pshat is that women are taka patr just if they want to do it like any other mitzvah says mangrama. If they want to do it, they are allowed to do it. So again, here if they want to do this mitzvah they're patr on, they are allowed to do it. Another interesting answer is a Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says that the etzim mitzat svara you should have a chiyav always to visit your Rebbe. And Chazal said it's impossible. A person has to work, he has to make a parnasa, he's busy with other things. So they therefore limited it to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yontif. And therefore, be'etzim, it's a mitzvah say she'ein hazman grama. Because really it's nogea always. Chazal limited it, but really it's nogea always. And therefore, according to that, we could say the Nashim are actually chayiv in this mitzvah. So as long as they get rishus on their husbands, like any other case of kibud av, a woman who's married has to have the rishus of her baal. So here also, women would be equal to men. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos Katan Yud Aleph, O Pnei Misha Gadol. We said it doesn't have to be specific your Rebbe, it could be anyone that's greater than you in wisdom. La'afuke harav eitzel tamido. This is coming to exclude the Rebbe should not go through water to visit his Talmud. The Oster, that's forbidden. However, the imu Talmud should tzaruch lo rabu beizadvarim. If it's a Talmud, the Rebbe needs him for certain things. Hein mitzad chidudu v'charifuso. Maybe the Talmud is very sharp. He wants to run a svara by his Talmud. Hein mitzad sheyesh lo shmuos migdolim acherim. Well, the Talmud just came back from Eretz Yisrael and he visited Gedolim. He wants to discuss it with him. He wants to gain from his Talmud. So kosav ataz de mutter lo lavor benar. Says the Taz, in that case, the Rebbe can go through the river to get to his Talmud. The alko ponim godom imenu beizadvarim. Because the Maisa, even though he's the Rebbe, he's the Talmud right now, he needs the Talmud, so the Talmud is like the one that's greater than him in Chachma. However, Ubisefer Tosefes Shabbos Osar Baze. Tosefes Shabbos says this case is Osar. However, Vim Harav Mistapik Beizadavar, if the Rav has a suffix about something, V'holech Lishol Es Talmido Sheyodea Baze, he's going to ask his Talmud that he knows this halacha, Mistaber Baze Keataz, then it makes sense to say like the Taz, it'll be mutter, De Logorem Lishar Dvar Mitzvah, it's no different than any other Dvar Mitzvah, you try to clarify a halacha, that would be no worse than a Dvar Mitzvah that everyone would say, you can, as the Rebbe, walk through the water to get to your Talmud. Sivkotan Yud Beis goes in the Ramah that said, look in Simin Taryag, and Siv Hey and Siv Ches in the Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us what it says over there in Siv Ches in the Ramah, Hainu. Even if you have two choices, you can either walk through the water, or you can go a little longer around the water. It's better to walk through the water than to extend your walking. Over lidvar mitzvah. Since you're going through the mitzvah, go through the water 100% fine, better than going around the longer route. However, the Achronim agree over there, the Kevan Yochel Hakif, since no, you can go around, Tov Yoser Lahakif. It's in fact better to go around than to walk through the water. Says the Mechaber Vaitasev, hey, haholech l'dvar mitzvah mutter lavor b'mayim af b'chazara. When a person's going for the dvar mitzvah, we just said in Sif Dalet, you're allowed to walk through the water. The chiddush of Sif Hey is, even on the way back, you can walk through the water, and the reason is, like the Hatzalah guy is coming, driving back from Hatzalah call. Kedei shelo se machshilu l'asad lavo. Otherwise, you're going to make him stumble next time. No one's going to go to a Dvar Mitzvah through the water if he can't get home, so he's going to say, forget about it. We want him to do a mitzvah. So we allow him to go through the water on the way there. We allow him to go through the water on the way home. The same way we don't want a Hatzalah member not to go on a call because he's going to miss out and he's not going to get home for the rest of Shabbos, so he's going to hesitate. It could be Sakanas Tefashos. So the poskim say he could drive there, and after the call, he's allowed to drive home. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sekad Yud Gimel, Kedei Shelo Sei Machshilo, you shouldn't stumble him for next time. Shepam Acheres Lo Yechul Dvar Mitzvah. Next time, they're not going to go for the Dvar Mitzvah. Kevan Shelo Etiru Lo Lachzor. Since they didn't allow you to go back, he'll say, forget the Mitzvah, I'm not going to do it. Therefore, you're allowed to go there, you're allowed to go back, both through the water. Says the Mechaber Vayta Sevov, Haholech Lishmor Peirosav, a person is going, not for a visiting of the Rebbe, he's going to guard his fruit. Mutter lo lavor b'mayim b'halicha v'alo b'chazara. There also, he's allowed to walk through the water on the way there, but he cannot walk through the water on the way back. Explains the Mishnah Berurah Sekad Yudalud. Lishmor peirosav, d'shmiras mamono nami haveksas mitzvah. Says the Chavetz Chaim, guarding your money is also a little bit of a mitzvah. Therefore, to go to guard your fruit, you are allowed to walk through water on Shabbos. That's going for the Dvar Mitzvah. U'mikol mokom lo hitiru b'chazara. In this case, they didn't allow you to go back. The Einu Dvar Mitzvah Kolkach. Okay, it's a mitzvah. It's not such a big mitzvah to guard your money, so they don't allow you to go back. Umishum shelo sei machshilu l'asad lavo. I, the Svari, you won't go next time. Lo shayach baze. It's not shayach over here that you won't go next time. De mai ich baslon im yimona v'lo yochos al mamona. What do we care so much if he doesn't go guard his money? So he's not going to go next time, so he won't go next time. It's not like he's going to do a real mitzvah. Fine, it's a nice thing to guard your money, but if he's not interested in guarding his money, so don't guard your money. We're not going to allow him to go back, so next time he'll make sure to go guard his money. Also, who's the guy who's going to not go because he can't come back? The Odom Bola Mamona. A person's very worried about his money, so we're not worried that if we let him go back, he won't go. If he wants to guard his money, he'll guard his money. So therefore, that whole svar doesn't apply. It's not just Dvar Mitzvah. We don't care so much. And number two, he doesn't need that chizuk. He's going to go anyway. When he wants to guard his money, he's very worried about his money. He'll go anyway. And therefore, we don't allow him to go through the water on the way home. Sivkoton Tesvav Lavor B'mayim. So we said on the way there, he's mutter lavra b'mayim, ubavad shelo yotzi yodav. Again, as long as he doesn't take his hands out from under his garment, kidl el b'siv dalad. I want to end with one line of a bir halacha with an interesting note, really just to get to the note. The bir halacha writes in the Ramaskil, lahakbil p'nei rabo, ayin b'magen avram shemechalek bein regular Shabbos. Look in the Magen Avram where he makes a chilek in visiting your Rebbe between the regular and Shabbos. Debe Shabbos rak mitzvah. On Shabbos it's a mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do. You get schar if you do it, but it's not a problem if you don't do it. Uba regel chiyuva. On the regular it's a chiyuv. A very famous idea brought down over here in note number 12. And that is, does it exist a mitzvah visiting your Rebbe nowadays on the regular? Does that mitzvah apply nowadays? So there's a famous note of Yehuda. Bizman hazeh she'ein hakbolas p'nei hashchina b'regalim. Now, unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so there's no mitzvah liel regel nowadays. So writes the note of Yehuda, she'af b'regel ein chiyuv lahakbil p'nei rabu. Since there's no Beis HaMikdash, we don't go visit Hashem, we also have no mitzvah nowadays to visit our Rebbe on Yontif. Why? Kedei shelo yehei kavod rabu godol mikavod hashchina. You shouldn't make the kavod of your Rebbe greater than the kavod of Hashem. You can't go visit Hashem, and you're going to visit your Rebbe, and therefore the note of Yehuda says that mitzvah does not apply nowadays. V'lo nemar hachiyuv lahakbil p'nei rabu elu bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Mechadesh, the note of Yehuda, the whole mitzvah of Kabbalah p'nei rabu only applies when there is a beis hamikdash. However, as we'll see in a second, many, many argue with this. Meidach das hagono shomel kluger hayaros dvash yonis and aipshes the Earl Chlaner, the Shevet Sofer all say shachiyuv lahakbil pnei rabu nemer af bezman hazeh. They say it does apply nowadays, but that's the famous shita of the Nevi Yehuda. We'll stop here. I continue tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem with Siv Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.